You are going to listen to a podcast by a psychologist about why our brains stop us from taking climate change more seriously. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome to this week's podcast. Today I'm talking about a hot topic, no pun intended, climate change. Or more specifically, why our brains stop us from taking climate change more seriously. Think about how we notice things as we go about our daily business, like a dangerous junction at a road where we live. We always intend to report it, but something gets in the way, and we never get round to contacting the proper authorities because we're already late for work or whatever. Our mental response to global warming and climate change follows a similar script. What needs to be done is crystal clear, to stop greenhouse gases from occupying the atmosphere. Yet any advancement moves at a snail's pace. An incredible 30 years passed between the first report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the international community's pledge for action through the Paris Climate Accords. It then took another 2 years for these governments to decide at the COP24 conference in Poland on how to keep each other accountable. And even then, the Paris Agreement still carries no legal powers of enforcement. Part of the reason it takes us so long to act is because the human brain has spent nearly 200,000 years focused on the present. Find food, make shelter, reproduce. We only began to contemplate time and, by extension, the future within the last few hundred years. Our minds are constantly looking for ways to tell ourselves that business as usual is okay, regardless of our political, social, and economic status. So in order to be able to change our mindsets towards the environment and avert inevitable ecological disaster, we need to tap into the cognitive barriers that dominate our view of climate change. These are what environmental psychologists call dragons of inaction. One of these is ignorance, in the literal sense of a lack of information. People recognise that climate change is grave, but they don't quite know what to do about it in their own lives. For instance, the average house has air leakage equivalent to a small window being left open all year round. But if they closed the gaps, this would reduce the infiltration of cold air, reduce energy consumption, and lower heating bills. Washing clothes on a cold wash cycle can save up to 15 pounds of carbon emissions per load, depending on how energy efficient your washing machine is and who your energy supplier is. And lowering the water heater temperature from its normal preset temperature to 10 degrees lower can also greatly reduce household emissions accordingly. Additionally, people also seem to have a psychological barrier towards electric vehicles. There's a reluctance to trading conventional fuel-burning cars for plug-in hybrids. The thing is that even though every major car maker produces electric or hybrid models, most lack mainstream brand recognition. And if you ask the average person to name an electric car brand, they'll almost certainly say Tesla. A recent survey revealed that many people are unclear about the difference between plug-in hybrid vehicles, which can be plugged in to charge or use fuel, and pure electric vehicles. Another dragon of inaction is something called optimism bias. This is when we're aware that something bad is likely to happen soon, but we think the consequence is so far in the future that we discount the risk. We talk ourselves out of acting and the reality. We ask ourselves, do I feel vulnerable? And the answer is that, for the most part, we don't. And that shapes our behaviour. Even when we do try to personalise things, we have a hard time doing it. We can picture what it would be like to get eaten by a shark, but if we ask even the most devout climate change believers how they think it's going to affect them, they often can't quite describe it. Finally, there's a sense of futility, or the inefficacy factor, as risk experts call it. Climate change is arguably one of the biggest problems the world faces, and that makes individual action seem awfully pointless. We reason that we can restrict things we want to do, like driving or flying, but if other people aren't going to do this too, then we're fighting a losing battle. If we can't rouse ourselves out of our dormant state and face the situation head on now, especially in the face of the extreme weather we've just experienced this year, when will we? Welcome to this week's podcast. Today I'm talking about a hot topic, no pun intended, climate change. Or more specifically, why our brains stop us from taking climate change more seriously. Think about how we notice things as we go about our daily business, like a dangerous junction at a road where we live. We always intend to report it, but something gets in the way, and we never get round to contacting the proper authorities because we're already late for work or whatever. Our mental response to global warming and climate change follows a similar script. What needs to be done is crystal clear, to stop greenhouse gases from occupying the atmosphere. Yet any advancement moves at a snail's pace. An incredible 30 years passed between the first report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the international community's pledge for action through the Paris Climate Accords. It then took another 2 years for these governments to decide at the COP24 conference in Poland on how to keep each other accountable. And even then, the Paris Agreement still carries no legal powers of enforcement. Part of the reason it takes us so long to act is because the human brain has spent nearly 200,000 years focused on the present. Find food, make shelter, reproduce. We only began to contemplate time, and by extension the future, within the last few hundred years. Our minds are constantly looking for ways to tell ourselves that business as usual is okay, regardless of our political, social, and economic status. So in order to be able to change our mindsets towards the environment and avert inevitable ecological disaster, we need to tap into the cognitive barriers that dominate our view of climate change. These are what environmental psychologists call dragons of inaction. One of these is ignorance, in the literal sense of a lack of information. People recognise that climate change is grave, but they don't quite know what to do about it in their own lives. For instance, the average house has air leakage equivalent to a small window being left open all year round. But if they closed the gaps, this would reduce the infiltration of cold air, reduce energy consumption, and lower heating bills. Washing clothes on a cold wash cycle can save up to 15 pounds of carbon emissions per load, depending on how energy efficient your washing machine is and who your energy supplier is. And lowering the water heater temperature from its normal preset temperature to 10 degrees lower can also greatly reduce household emissions accordingly. Additionally, people also seem to have a psychological barrier towards electric vehicles. There's a reluctance to trade in conventional fuel-burning cars for plug-in hybrids. The thing is that even though every major car maker produces electric or hybrid models, most lack mainstream brand recognition. And if you ask the average person to name an electric car brand, they'll almost certainly say Tesla. A recent survey revealed that many people are unclear about the difference between plug-in hybrid vehicles, which can be plugged in to charge or use fuel, and pure electric vehicles. Another dragon of inaction is something called optimism bias. This is when we're aware that something bad is likely to happen soon, but we think the consequence is so far in the future that we discount the risk. We talk ourselves out of acting and the reality. We ask ourselves, do I feel vulnerable? And the answer is that, for the most part, we don't. And that shapes our behaviour. Even when we do try to personalise things, we have a hard time doing it. We can picture what it would be like to get eaten by a shark, but if we ask even the most devout climate change believers how they think it's going to affect them, they often can't quite describe it. Finally, there's a sense of futility, or the inefficacy factor, as risk experts call it. Climate change is arguably one of the biggest problems the world faces, and that makes individual action seem awfully pointless. We reason that we can restrict things we want to do, like driving or flying, but if other people aren't going to do this too, then we're fighting a losing battle. If we can't rouse ourselves out of our dormant state and face the situation head on now, especially in the face of the extreme weather we've just experienced this year, when will we?